All dating apps are useless if you're not getting any matches. So if you found yourself in that situation on Bumble, let us help you out.
Hey there, podcast listeners. So this audio is actually being ripped from our YouTube video. So please ignore it if I say some YouTube-y or otherwise irrelevant stuff. But when I do say to subscribe in this audio, just take it as subscribing or following us on any platform that you are listening. Thanks. Now enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today we're going to be going over all about how to get more matches on Bumble. Before I go into all of our tips, tricks, and the total guide on how to get more matches on Bumble, you should definitely first make sure to check out our free online dating app quiz. This quiz is amazing because it's quick, fun, easy, totally free, and it's going to pair you with your perfect online dating site or dating app. That's going to be linked above me and found in the description down below. Go ahead and take the quiz and then come on back here and comment below what your results are because we would love to know. While you're at it, do not forget to check out our free online dating opener formula. This is actually going to triple your response rates on a host of different dating apps or dating sites. It can be super daunting when trying to figure out what to send to somebody in those vital first messages. So to make your life easier, we have that free opener formula. That's going to be linked above me and in the description down below. Don't forget to check that out. All right, so you're here because you want to get more matches on Bumble. Bumble is one of the most popular dating apps out there, and it's a unique one. It works a little bit differently than a lot of the other major popular dating apps and dating sites. So Bumble is very much women-friendly. It really puts women empowerment to the forefront and puts women in the driver's seat. And what I mean by that is, on Bumble, when you match with somebody, if you are a heterosexual couple, right, you are a man matching with a woman, she's actually responsible for starting the conversation. If the woman does not start the conversation with her match within a certain time period, like 24 hours, then that match goes away. And unless she reaches out first, there's not going to be a conversation. So it's totally up to the woman to initiate conversations with the men that they match with on Bumble. So because Bumble is set up this way, it is empowering to women. However, this does usually lead to less matches in general because the matches go away after a time frame and because it's completely up to one gender to start the conversation in the amount of time allotted. The great thing about Bumble though is that because the woman does have to reach out first and everything is very intentional, you get less wasted time because on other dating apps you can send a million messages to a million different women, but how many of them are actually seriously interested and will respond back? I don't know the ratio there, but usually you send a lot of messages and get no replies. But if a woman's really going out of her way to message you first on Bumble, there's a higher chance of a real conversation happening and then an actual date. So Bumble is really great. It does work. However, you know, your matches are going to be less. And sometimes you can find yourself in the situation, man or woman, that you're just not getting enough matches that you need to go forward and actually start dating. Or maybe you're just not getting enough messages. So it's totally understandable. This is a very common issue. So we're here to help you out. So I'm going to give you all of the most major tips on how to, you know, fix this issue. So let's get started. The first tip that I can give you on how to get more matches on Bumble all has to do with your photos. So even though Bumble is an app that is used a lot of the time by people who are looking for something a little bit deeper than just a hookup thing, a lot of people on Bumble are looking for relationships and serious dating, that doesn't mean that they're not still visual creatures. So anyone in any dating app is going to be very interested in what or who they're talking to, right? They want to know what you look like, and you should be trying to attract that person. So if you're not getting enough matches or as many as you would like, look at your Bumble, look at your photos that you have up there. If you were the person that you're trying to attract, would you be attracted based on your photos, or would you swipe away? One major mistake we see a lot in dating profiles, but when it comes to their photos, is that people post photos in group settings. So even if you look amazing in that photo of you with your soccer team, or you and your hiking group, or you and your bowling league, whatever it is, if you post too many photos in group settings, it's hard to decipher which one you are because dating apps are set up in a way to sort of, you know, produce this instant gratification. They're supposed to be quick and fun and kind of addicting, right? If someone's looking at a billion different profiles and they find yours and you're full, you have photos that are full of like a ton of people and they can't even figure out who you are, it doesn't really matter how good looking you are in those photos because it's, you know, taking too long, they're literally gonna move on. So make sure if you do have any photos in a crowd or with a bunch of people, at most, you know, let it be one. It's good to show that you have friends and hobbies and things like that for sure, but this is about you, right? You need to put your best foot forward and show who you are. So if you're using Bumble, that means you have a smartphone, right? Most smartphones have pretty decent cameras, so there's really no excuse why you can be on Bumble but not have a decent picture. So your picture should be updated. They shouldn't be, you know, taking on an old Nokia phone back in 2009 or something like that. They need to look nice, be well lit. You need to be able to see you. You know, it shouldn't be too grainy. You shouldn't have a hood over your face. You shouldn't be far away in the corner. You need to be able to clearly see what you look like. Even if you are insecure or something, hiding yourself is only going to make your chances even worse in the online dating sphere. Even if you think that, you know, if I have a photo that's too well lit or I show myself too much, they won't be attracted. That's actually not true at all. It doesn't matter. Confidence is the most important. And if you're hiding away, it actually gives off very negative vibes. So show yourself well lit, nice photos that are recent. Don't put any pictures of things that aren't you. So don't put a picture of a meme or a quote or something like that. This can turn people off because it's just a bit cheesy and it's almost like, why are you taking up precious space to show another photo of yourself with some quote or some picture of something that is not you or from you? An exception to this could be a pet. That is a great exception. But what would be better than that would be you with your pet. Another thing is you want to avoid having pictures on your profile with someone who is of the gender that you are trying to attract. So if you are a heterosexual man and you're trying to attract a woman to your profile, right? Try to avoid any pictures with other women. It's your ex or your friend who's a girl. Just avoid it. It is pretty off-putting, and I hear this from women often, that if they see a picture of a guy with another woman on their dating profile, they're gonna swipe away. So just avoid that. Like, I'm telling you, don't do it if you want more matches. That was a long one, but photos are really so important in the dating game. If you are enjoying the tips so far, please make sure to give this video a big thumbs up and subscribe to the channel. So it really helps us out when you give our videos a thumbs up, because that shows YouTube that people are enjoying our content. So then YouTube pushes our videos out for more people to see. So we would really appreciate your thumbs up and your subscriptions. All right, so the next tip that we have for you is to swipe both ways. So if you are on Bumble and you're just really trying to rake in the matches, you could be very tempted to swipe yes on everybody. Like, yes, I will match with every single person I see because I just really want more matches. This can sometimes work against you because Bumble might actually think you're a spam bot and can suppress your account. The other thing is, if you are just doing this to every person, you might be setting yourself up for failure because, yeah, you'll have more quantity of people who you could possibly match with. However, how many of those people you're matching with would actually be interested in you, and what's the likelihood that they will match back with you? You could be setting yourself up for failure by running out of matches with people who would probably not match with you. So try to step away from the speed run of liking every single person, and you will have to spend a little more time to think about if you're actually a good match and what's the probability that they'll match back with you. The next tip we have here on how to get more matches on Bumble is to really spruce up your bio. So your bio can really make or break your whole interactions on Bumble. So obviously you want to have a solid bio, and by that we mean we want it to be concise, to the point, shows a little bit of personality, not a novel though. There's a lot of things that people can do on their profiles that unintentionally hurt them in the chance for love on dating apps. So one thing that is really important to remember when you are writing your bio is, first off, not to write too much. You don't want to write nothing either. There's got to be a little in between there. The next thing is, you want to make sure that you're not being too negative on your bio. I've seen often, I think with people who might be frustrated with dating in general, online dating, but there's some negativity on people's profiles. And what I mean by negativity is maybe they'll say something like, don't swipe on me if you are this type of person, or I'm over this type of person, or, you know, just talking down about different people or complaining. You don't want to have that negative energy on your profile because it kind of makes you look desperate and like you're just getting frustrated with dating because you're not getting any dates. It doesn't really matter what you don't like in people, because if you don't like that about them, you don't have to swipe right on them. You don't have to talk to them. So it doesn't really matter. Avoid so much what you're looking looking for in other people on your profile and try instead to sell yourself. Most people aren't too attracted to negativity, right? And so focus again on saying some good things about yourself. Don't worry about critiquing other people. All right, ladies, my next tip for you is to not be afraid to make the first move. So on Bumble, the ball is in your court. You do have to make the first move when you want to make a match. So don't be afraid. A lot of women will have a long list of matches that they made on Bumble, but they fade away, the time runs out, and then they never message them, and then they regret it. The whole point is to take initiative, so take it. Don't sit back idly. If you don't want to do the work to initiate conversations, then this is not really the app for you, right? You'll never get anywhere because you're supposed to be the one to start it. So don't be afraid, don't be timid, don't be shy. Take control and start the conversation. You don't have to say anything too crazy either. Just start it. Just start it. If you're having trouble figuring out what to say in those pesky first messages on dating apps, do not forget to check out our free online dating opener formula. This is going to be linked above me and in the description down below. Our secret opener formula is going to triple your response rates on any dating site or dating app, including Bumble. So don't forget to check that out. That can be such a lifesaver. The next tip we have for you is how you respond to messages. So if you are on Bumble and you do get to points where you are matching with people and maybe they have sent you the first message if you are a man, right? Or you are sending the first message if you are a woman. So you have made a match, but things fizzle out. Maybe you're making matches and they're going nowhere. I'm not saying it's completely your fault if someone doesn't message you back, but there are some ways that can really help you to improve your texting game. So first off, you don't want to say anything too short, too curt, too boring, because you want to keep their attention. So let's say your Bumble lady has said to you, hey, or how are you, or something like that. You really want to use this opportunity to start the conversation and to move it along, even though it's just begun. Try to say something colorful, grab her interest, and ask a question back for sure. One of the easiest ways to sort of move along conversation is to ask questions. People like to talk about themselves, and it's easy to respond to something when you have a prompt. Question of the day. What are some reasons that you swipe left on people on dating apps or dating sites? So what are some of your reasons why you wouldn't match with somebody? This can be a really good way to sort of gain insight into why people may or may not be swiping right or left on you. So go ahead and leave all of your opinions in the comment section down below. We'd love to hear from you. And the last tip we have for you might be a little bit annoying to hear, but you do just need to be patient. Bumble is, again, a little bit of a different sort of app than other dating apps. It works differently. No matter your gender, you do need to be a little bit patient. People have a limited amount of time where they can have those first messages sent, and it's just not a place where you can get that instant gratification and tons of matches every single day. It just works a bit different. So maybe if you've just started using Bumble, give it a little bit of time before you get some steam rolling, and it could be worth your time. But that's gonna just about wrap up this video on how to get more matches on Bumble. I hope that you found this helpful. I hope that you liked the video. Don't forget to check out our free online dating app quiz that is going to be above me and linked in the description down below. It's quick, fun, easy, totally free, and will pair you with your perfect online dating site or dating app. Also, do not forget to check out our free online dating opener formula, which will also be linked above me and found in the description down below. Gonna triple your response rates on any dating site or dating app. Now that you're just about done with this video, make sure to watch some of our other ones popping up on either side of me. And don't forget to answer the question of the day. What are some reasons why you don't match with people on dating apps like Bumble? Leave your comments down below. We'd love to hear from you. But that's gonna wrap up this video. I hope that you enjoyed it. Please leave a like if you liked it and subscribe if you loved it. And hopefully we'll see you here again on Online for Love. Thanks, bye.